Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Robert J. Fisher, CFP, with us right now. Bob, that's the name on the book. He says we can call him Bob. He says his friends call him Robert, but we can call him Bob. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, and he's a Richmond, Virginia-based financial advisor, and he's a good member of our Brain Trust, Bob Fisher. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So your friends call you Robert, but we can call you Bob. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, scary things that has been percolating in Washington D.C. for the last, golly, a year at least, is this financial regulation legislation that they've been cooking up there in Washington D.C. They call it the FinReg, is the acronym for it, and this is Washington's reaction, probably overreaction, to Wall Street's contribution to the financial meltdown. Now, Bob, my audience knows that I'm no big fan of the atomic fear and greed scenario that we got in Wall Street and some of the things those guys do up there. But what I do know is that when the government gets involved and tries to regulate the marketplace, they almost always, and I say almost meaning I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and say 0.1% of the time do they get it right. All the rest of the time they get it wrong. And so the FinReg bill is rolling out today, and I don't have a lot of confidence that it's going to help. What do you think?
Well, you know, I just hearken back to the government's regulation and the Bernie Madoff scenario.
Right.
And there you had that manager Markopoulos who basically led them time and time and time again and said, look, just analyze the numbers, and
right.
You can see that
uh-huh.
Madoff is not doing the trades that he says he is.
Eight times, is my understanding, Bob. They went in to audit them, to look at them 8 times over 15 or so years, and they didn't find anything.
That's correct. And then the reason they didn't find anything is because they had a bunch of lawyers that didn't understand financial regulation or didn't understand financial investments. They didn't understand these CDOs. They didn't understand the split.
Tell the audience what a CDO is.
It's a collateralized debt obligation.
Yeah.
And
that's the same thing basically. And that's similar to the mortgage backed securities.
Very 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 similar.
Yeah.
Where
mm-hmm.
somebody just assumes the risk and
right.
pays a premium to do that.
Right.
And Markopoulos told him, he said, look, you know, all you need to do is look, you know, if you examine the trade tickets and then you can examine whether that trade actually took place at that time.
So he basically laid out the roadmap for them. They didn't take it.
He went his representative, I think it was Ackerman, said, you know, he stuck their nose in it,
yeah.
And they couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's amazing. So those are the same people, ladies and gentlemen, who are passing passed the financial regulation bill apparently overnight, supposed to go to the president. You'll be hearing about it more and more as the days roll out, and we'll be reporting on it in the future. We don't know all the details. Neither Bob or I know all the details of it. But here's what I do know, Bob. In 2002, as I remember, as a reaction to the Enron and the WorldCom and the Tyco and all that, our Congress in less than 90 days went from 0 to 60 to pass the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, which I believe was been a nightmare for capitalism and for the ability for the marketplace. I don't know what you think about it, but that's the kind of behavior, that's the kind of track record our government has.
Well, and it's a knee-jerk reaction that they do. There's a problem. Okay, so then the solution is regulation. Well, that's
right.
Not always the solution.
Well, and you know what else, Bob? In all the pontificating and all the backslapping that those guys are going to do this today and this weekend, Not one time will you hear them say, you know what, we've also done this to make sure that we Congress don't create something like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac again. You won't hear anything about that.
No, and you're absolutely right, because they created those.
Yeah.
There was the absolute, belief people had that they were investing in a quasi-backed government entity.
Right.
And then people lost everything they put.
We will see what we will see, folks, over the next few days. But pay attention. That's going to be breaking news. That actually is breaking news at this moment. Quick break, 20 till. I'll be right back with Bob Fisher.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.